Scoop, an optimization algorithm for profiling attacks against higher order masking. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Most of the time, when we cover a cryptography or security paper, it's from the defender's side. That is, the perspective of the developers and sysadmins and ops engineers who try to protect systems from outside threats. We look at how to strengthen implementations, how to design countermeasures, how to model threat surfaces so they can be minimized, etc. This paper takes the complete opposite approach. It's written from the attacker's perspective, the hacker, the threat actor, the person trying to compromise your systems. The paper focuses on deep learning-based profiling attacks. This is a class of side-channel attacks where a model is trained to extract secret keys from a machine by learning from power traces. Side note, if this sounds familiar, it's because we've covered this topic before, just from a different perspective. So for a primer on how these kinds of attacks works, you'll want to check out that episode. It's called Beyond Encryption: How Deep Learning Can Break Microcontroller Security Through Power Analysis. Anyway, the targets here, the things the hackers are trying to hack, aren't broken or misconfigured systems. They're not easy targets by any stretch of the imagination. Quite the opposite. They are hardened cryptographic implementations that use masking, which is a countermeasure for this kind of leakage. So the authors are trying to hack a system operated by a team who is well aware of these kinds of attacks and already preemptively put functionality in place to thwart them. As I said, no easy targets. The point of this paper is to push the limits of what attackers can achieve under these kinds of difficult worst-case conditions. The core problem is what's called the plateau effect. When a neural network is trained to recover a secret key from masked traces, it often shows no sign of learning for a long time. Loss doesn't drop. Gradients flow, but they don't help. Nothing improves for dozens or even hundreds of epochs. Then, eventually, the model stumbles into a direction that starts to reduce error. But that delay, the plateau, burns time and compute and can make the attack untenable. The authors of this paper argue that the plateau isn't just an incidental nuisance. It's a structural weakness in the optimization process. Standard methods like stochastic gradient descent and the Atom optimizer aren't built for the geometry of this problem. So the authors introduce something called Scoop, a new optimizer tailored specifically for this attack setting. On today's episode, we'll start by unpacking the plateau effect a bit more, and we'll explore why it gets worse as masking order increases. Then we'll walk through the core design of Scoop, including its use of second-order curvature, sparse mirror descent, and a new variant of the Hutchinson estimator. Let's dive in. Back to the attack model. In profiling attacks, you get access to a clone of the target device. Same hardware, same firmware, same leakage behavior. You measure power traces, or electromagnetic emissions, while making the device perform cryptographic operations using known keys. Then, you train a model to predict some sensitive intermediate value based on those traces. Once trained, you feed in the traces from the actual target where the key is unknown. If the model has learned the structure of the leakage, it should be able to narrow down the key candidates. This is not a classification problem in the usual sense. You're not trying to generalize from distribution to distribution. You're trying to memorize the leakage behavior of a specific device and apply that knowledge to a similar one. And you don't need clean predictions. You just need enough statistical signal across many traces to recover the key. In principle, deep neural networks are a great fit for this. They can model nonlinear leakage functions, they can extract latent structure, and they don't need the attacker to guess the form of the leakage up front. In fact, under the universal approximation theorem, they should be able to learn any leakage function, including those resulting from high-order masking schemes. Another side note, the universal approximation theorem states that a feed-forward neural network with at least one hidden layer and a nonlinear activation function can approximate any continuous function on a compact domain given enough hidden units. In practical terms, it means that even simple neural networks are theoretically capable of representing highly complex relationships, though not necessarily learning them efficiently or robustly. Anyway, that's how it's supposed to work, but in practice, things break down, especially when the target is what's called masked. Masking is a countermeasure that works by splitting a sensitive value into multiple randomized shares. In an nth order Boolean masking scheme, for example, the sensitive value is expressed as the XOR, the exclusive OR, of n plus 1 random values, none of which leaks meaningful information on its own. To recover the original, an attacker would need to combine at least n plus 1 time samples in a meaningful way. That's why it's considered secure against attacks up to order n. For deep learning models who are trying to crack the system, this makes the signal they rely on both weaker and more entangled. The relevant leakage is no longer confined to a single timestamp. It's distributed across multiple components of the trace, and it often requires combining them in a very specific way to uncover structure. Worse, the relevant features might not be linearly or even additively related to the output. They might interfere, cancel out, or hide behind dominant noise components. As a result, deep learning-based side-channel attacks called DLSCA on higher-order masked implementations tend to stall. The model gets stuck in a flat region of the loss surface where the gradients are nearly zero and the optimizer can't find its way out. This is the plateau effect, and it shows up most clearly when using standard training routines inherited from mainstream deep learning. We're talking optimizers like Atom, default initializations like K-Mean Uniform, and architectures designed for computer vision or language tasks. All that being said, this isn't just a limitation of the model, it's a failure in optimization. The gradients exist, but they're hard to find. The curvature is informative, but it's hidden. The author's thesis is that solving DLSCA on masked targets doesn't require a new network. It requires an optimizer that's tailored to the geometry of the problem. And that's why they invented SCOOP. SCOOP stands for Second Order Preconditioned Sparse Stochastic Mirror Descent. It's a purpose-built optimizer, and its design is structured around two main ideas. First, that curvature information is critical for escaping low gradient descents. Second, that sparsity is not just a regularization goal, but an inductive prior grounded in the nature of side channel traces. At a high level, SCOOP combines second order updates with sparse aware mirror descent. That means each update is shaped both by the estimated local curvature of the loss function and by a geometry that favors sparse solutions. The algorithm is implemented entirely in PyTorch using only first-order primitives and matrix-free operations. There's no need to compute or store the full Hessian, and all steps scale linearly with model size. The curvature component is handled using a diagonal approximation to the Hessian, estimated via a stochastic technique known as the Hutchinson estimator. SCOOP specifically uses a biased Hutchinson estimator, which modifies the variance of the random projection vector to improve convergence speed. The estimator takes a single random vector sampled from a scaled distribution and computes a Hessian vector product to approximate the diagonal. This value is tracked with an exponential moving average to stabilize noisy gradients. The result is a per-parameter estimate of local curvature that serves as a preconditioner. For the descent step, SCOOP replaces standard Euclidean distance with a Bregman divergence. This is what enables mirror descent to favor sparse directions. Rather than treating each weight dimension identically, the optimizer adapts its step direction and size to the local curvature and the global geometry of the optimization space. The dual space update uses the preconditioned gradient and applies clipping to avoid instability in flat regions. The step is then projected back into the primal parameter space by solving the inverse of the mirror map. Okay, I just threw a lot of words at you that might not have made any sense. So let's walk through the update rule, one step at a time. 1. Compute gradient and Hessian vector product on a mini batch. 2. Update exponential moving averages of both. 3. Compute a dual space step using mirror geometry and curvature scaling. 4. Apply clipping to stabilize the preconditioned update. And 5. Map back to the primal space using the inverse mirror transform. The result is a sparse, curvature-aware update that adjusts both step direction and magnitude per parameter. The optimizer introduces no architectural dependencies and is compatible with all standard PyTorch layers. Scoop's implementation avoids common pitfalls in second-order methods. The curvature matrix is diagonal, so inversion is trivial. The estimator is explicitly constructed to be positive definite, avoiding saddle point instability. The mirror geometry avoids the need for explicit penalties or proximal updates while still inducing sparsity. And the final algorithm requires no more tuning than a standard optimizer. Just learning rate, two momentum coefficients, and the mirror geometry's epsilon parameter. This design is not generic. Scoop is not an all-purpose drop-in for Atom. It makes assumptions about sparsity, gradient behavior, and curvature that hold specifically in the context of profiling attacks on masked implementations. But within that space, it is well aligned with the geometry and noise profile of the problem. It breaks the plateau not by pushing harder, but by changing direction. To figure out if Scoop would work in practice, they put it through a series of controlled simulations and real-world benchmarks ranging from synthetic masking experiments to full-scale attacks. I will spare you all the results details, but here's the high-level takeaway. Scoop consistently reduced plateau lengths by factors of 3 to 5. It enabled successful training where Atom failed entirely, and it set new performance benchmarks on key recovery with fewer traces and less tuning. Overall, the paper confirmed that Scoop induces sparsity in the learned models, a desirable side effect for side channel analysis. Weight histograms showed that models trained with Scoop had sharply peaked distributions near zero, especially in the first layer. This matches the intuition that only a small portion of the trace carries relevant information, and that a sparse solution is more appropriate than a dense one. Models trained with Atom did not exhibit this pattern. Scoop's combination of second-order preconditioning and mirror descent geometry appears to push models toward the correct solution space faster, with fewer traces and less tuning. For practitioners, this means shorter training cycles, smaller attack datasets, and better success rates under realistic constraints. If you're working on profiling attacks, this paper and all of the results are worth a closer read, not just for the Scoop algorithm itself, but for the diagnostic clarity it brings. The authors go beyond benchmarks and trace counts. They dissect why training stalls under masking, where the saddle points are, how gradient norms collapse, and why popular optimizers fail silently in low signal regimes. If you want to reproduce the results, the appendix includes full derivations of the loss and gradient under masked leakage. And if you're building tools, the GitHub repo linked in the paper has an implementation of Scoop in PyTorch, ready to plug into your existing training pipelines. There's also a landscape analysis, the comparative data on plateau length, and the ablation studies that tease apart each component of the optimizer. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.